the Albanese government. But never, in even my wildest dreams, could I have imagined the debt again.
That was Green Senator Maureen Faruqi speaking outside federal parliament at a protest against the visit of Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Mr. Herzog is in Australia to commemorate the victims of last year's Bondi terror attack and support the Jewish community. The demonstrators are rejecting his official visit, citing United Nations Independent International Commission of Inquiry, which does not speak on behalf of the UN as a whole and has been sharply criticised by Israel. The COI labelled Israel's war in Gaza a genocide and accused President Herzog, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and former Israeli Defence Minister Yoav Gallant of inciting the commission of genocide in their speeches and statements. Israel is separately defending a genocide case at the International Court of Justice. Protesters are arguing it's inappropriate in those circumstances to provide a ceremonial welcome. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese welcomed Mr. Herzog's visit and his support for the Jewish community.
You've provided comfort to the Jewish Australian community who are grieving this loss as a result of the anti-Semitic terrorist attack that occurred on December 14. It's also been an opportunity for us to engage on issues, and I look forward to a further discussion about the Middle East, about we in Australia want to see peace in the Middle East. We want to see Israelis and Palestinians living side by side in peace and security as we go forward.
Upon arriving in Canberra, Mr. Herzog is describing the visit as an opportunity to renew the sense of partnership between Israel and Australia.
And we also share the hope that we can bring the relations between our nations on a renewed path. Israel and Australia go back long, long, with a long history. Your soldiers were the ones who liberated our land in 1917, which led to the creation of our state later on. And of course, you are the first nation to declare Israel's right to exist and recognize Israel in the historic 1947 resolution. I think it's enormous.
This woman, Yvonne, told SBS earlier this week that the visit has made a positive difference for her and the community.
It makes us feel like we're not alone. It's such a tragedy. You never think anything like this would ever happen in Bondi. And we didn't realise how important the visit was until we just saw him and realised that actually globally we have support.
Several politicians, including Greens leader Larissa Waters and Independent Senator David Pocock, joined the protest outside Parliament House. Mr. Pocock says he is concerned over the police violence seen on the streets of Sydney, referring to the video that appeared to show officers repeatedly punching protesters who do not appear to be resisting during the demonstrations against Mr. Herzog's visit.
Well, I think we've got to defend Australians' right to protest. We've seen what happened in Sydney, and I think there's a really worrying clampdown on protest across this country. And I also think it was the wrong decision to invite President Herzog at this time where we've seen so much strain on communities and tension in communities across the country.
National Senator Matt Canavan, on the other hand, is defending the use of force against protesters in Sydney. While Senator Canavan is describing the situation in Gaza as a humanitarian crisis and says that he does not advocate for Israel's actions, he is arguing that a history of unruly behaviour from protesters justifies the assertive police response.
I'm not the New South Wales Police, but I fully back law and order applying in this country. There's been too much unruly behaviour for too long. Now, it shouldn't have got to this stage. If we'd applied the law, that's happened, that's done. So now's the time to apply law, because otherwise it just gets worse and worse. So we've got to have a country of laws.
Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell, an IDF veteran, told ABC Radio National that there is no excuse for the protesters' actions. When questioned about their opposition to the violence in Gaza, she says violence is a casualty of war.
Look, war is a war. It's a terrible thing. There's casualties and there's death and destruction. We know that. A war is not a pretty thing. You cannot give me one example of a war worldwide when you can, you know, picture it in a romantic way with no casualties, with no destruction. It's terrible.
However, at the protest in Canberra, there was another ex-member of the Israeli Defence Force who took a different view.
Over 2 years, I've been watching children, families being slaughtered in Gaza. I'm from Israel. I served in the IDF. I was lied to. I was told that we were the most moral army in the world. I had no idea.
Green Senator David Shoebridge is rejecting the narrative that local protests are an extension of a clash of civilizations. He says that linking the Free Palestine movement to the Bondi terror attack relies on a fundamental misunderstanding of the groups involved, asserting that the toxic ISIS ideology is actually an enemy of the Palestinian cause, not an ally.
But the country has been misled by many people in politics by suggesting that toxic ISIS ideology has anything to do with the Free Palestine movement. Indeed, they are political enemies on the ground in the Middle East, deep political enemies on the ground. There is no connection, no direct connection, no indirect connection between the hateful ideology of ISIS and the Free Palestinian movement. Indeed, the whole purpose of the Free Palestine movement is to stop violence, to oppose a genocide, to directly negate the use of state-directed violence and political violence against an occupied people. And the fact that neither Chris Minns or Prime Minister Albanese, let alone those in the Reform Coalition, refuse to tell that truth, well, I think it's an indictment on it.
President Herzog travels to Melbourne on Thursday before returning to Israel. Brianna Charles for SBS News.
Ready to make this summer a little more bilingual? Whether you're polishing your skills or looking to level up, SBS has podcasts to help you learn at your own pace. Check out Slow Spanish, Slow Japanese, or Slow Italian Fast Learning. Or try Easy French and Easy Croatian. Perfect for road trips, beach days, or lazy afternoons. Listen now on the SBS audio app or wherever you get your podcasts.